Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. My unwinding routine is the start of my day. It's at 9 o'clock at night. I put my mind, body, and soul in a position to recover and access information. So sleep, I have a sleep coach for 17 years. Most people go to bed at night, wake up, sleep mentor. Most people go to bed at night and wake up more tired than they went to sleep, which is to me, most people on earth. So for me, if I can recover better than most people, access information from a higher source to utilize every day. So understanding how that information comes through and to me. So 9 o'clock unwinding routine is how I start my day. Then 7 hours of non-negotiable sleep, 4 a.m. wake up, no matter what time zone I'm on. Variance into Asia and Dubai and where he is, but in general, everything I teach, by the way, has exceptions. Why? Because I'm human, right? The hardest things that human beings do is to be committed to consistent behavior, let alone does not make sense according to circumstances of the day to live your life so rigid that you won't have exceptions to everything that you do. So I'm a big fan of having exceptions, but holding to the committed non-negotiable the majority of the time. And so, you know, understanding what that line for you is, your timing and risk tolerance of when should I make an exception, when should I? It's very rare that I miss. But anyway, 4 a.m., I transcend that information through meditation. So I'm recovered at 4 a.m., transcend the information, get ready. And then I have my next non-negotiable, which is my health, minimum of an hour a day from 4:30 to 5:30 or more on stretching, strength, cardio, anything involving my health. Then family time, 6:30 to 7:30. And then 7:30 to 8 o'clock could be research, could be preparation, could be a variety, extended family time. 8 o'clock, start student in my calendar, executing on my calendar until 5 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, family time. 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock is variance time of whatever I want to do. So I have non-negotiables that are about 7 hours of sleep, but 3.5 hours for me of what I'm committed to doing every single day, 7 days a week. And that leaves, by the way, if you do 7 hours of sleep, 3 hours, 3.5 hours of non-negotiable for health, family, finance, fitness, things like that, faith. It leaves 14 hours a day of variant behavior. Most people think that if you're committed to consistent behavior, somehow you're obsessive compulsive, you're not flexible. I actually have more variance in my life and more flexibility in my life than most people, because 90% of my success is guaranteed from the committed, consistent behavior that is 7 days a week. And some of it's what other people call vacationing. In fact, in my non-negotiable times, a minimum of 10 minutes a day to vacation. So I vacation every day. I know that 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. So, and I know that's especially true in relationships. So, what's up, man? I go, so for me, you know, 2 minutes with my daughters every day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. And so understanding the physics of time, space, of how consistent committed behavior works is really important. Because if you're committed, the way that energy works, commitment to infinite energy in a specific pragmatic structure of 24 hours, which is man-made, then what you're doing is reconciling both together so that you're actually getting an aggregation of time, an acceleration of time, and the outcomes are exponential. That only happens if you're consistent every single day with energy. Same thing with money. If you focus in on money, it'll aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially. So people that have committed, consistent behavior with their relationship to money end up aggregating more money, accelerating it, and compounding it. Because money's an energy, the same as time's an energy. Space carries its energy the same way. So the hardest thing about a lot of this is, one, teaching it to people, because one, the hardest thing to do, the simplest things to do are simple not to do every day. You know, I teach gratitude. There's nothing easier than saying thank you in the world. 0.1 seconds and it's free. Nothing on earth is more agreed upon than the power of gratitude. Go walk down the street, say, dude, do you think gratitude changed your life? Everybody will say yes. The world thought leaders, every religious leader, spiritual leader, there's not one person that does it. But yet, to do it every day, watch. It took me 9 months till I could do it 30 straight days. And I have OCD. I'm committed to consistent behavior. So it's really important, one, to understand how hard it is to do even the simplest things every day. And then also understanding exceptions. Later on in teaching this, I found that, you know, people take you literally. I had someone today on a coaching call ask me something. Were you in the car with me? What did she ask? Yeah. It was something like, obviously. Oh, right. She said, is it okay to make my finances non-negotiable? I'm like, yeah, of course. Oh, I thought it only could be like, you know, spiritual good things. I'm like, finances are a good thing. Depends on what you're shopping for. Right? I used to think money buys love and happiness. Money allows you to shop. If you shop for the right things for the right reasons, it'll buy you love and happiness. You buy things for the wrong reason, you'll have a lot more problems, put it that way. So these are just nuances of understanding commitment to consistent behavior. Most people lie to themselves, literally lie to themselves about a commitment that they have. My biggest frustration at coaching, and some of you here, I coach. My biggest frustration is I hear one thing and you do another. And as hard as I am on the guys that I coach when they say, oh yeah, and then they're off here, this, I'm like, come on, dude. It's very simple. If you stay committed and pay attention and give intention by aligning your timing and risk tolerance, the circumstances of the day, the meaning and lessons from the past to a divine direction, you will receive all that you want or better in divine time. But most people, they're extra milers. Most people go the extra mile every once in a while. Then they justify why they're not where they want to be because 16 hours on Saturday, they busted their balls. That's bullshit. It's like Spanish. Like, I think for me, life is like Spanish when it comes to commitment to consistent behavior. Because I know if you study Spanish 15 minutes a day, you'll ace every exam in Spanish. If you stay intentional about learning Spanish 15 minutes a day, you will ace every test. But every jackass like me that goes the extra mile, they would study for 16 hours on Sunday before the Monday test.
which is actually more time than the 15 minutes every day I would have spent, and a lot easier. But what? Human beings hate consistency. They hate the same. So that's why the 14 hours of variant behavior is so important, because it appeases the human nature that you get to do all these other things, but it also allows you to be committed and be an empty miler. Because I promise you, it, just like the kid that studies Spanish for 15 minutes a day, and I don't know many kids that do that, they're living in the empty mile. They're getting the A pluses. And there's nobody else in the class getting it. Why? Because everybody else in the class is an asshole like me studying all Sunday night thinking they can learn it. That's not how human beings learn. Your cellular structure has a 24-hour memory, and you need to continually teach it, or it's going to forget what you're trying to teach it. Then it goes to your subconscious, which then becomes repetitive, where you get the aggregation and the compounding effect. Because while you're sleeping, your subconscious is like, hola, ¿qué pasa? ¿Por qué no comes la comida, amigo? You know, and you're not even studying anymore. And then it starts speaking to your quantum being, where you may have lived in Guadalajara for 10 years at some other lifetime, and it's activating all of those quantum memories. Now you're in the serious red zone, scoring touchdown, touchdown. It works with everything. But most people that I coach, and the biggest struggle I have is to be committed to consistent behavior and understand the circumstances of today within that commitment. That's why I put a minimum amount of time. It's not hard. There's no day that I should have an excuse that I can't talk to my daughter for 2 minutes. So I put a minimum of 2 minutes a day. I want to talk to my daughter. If I'm intentional, there should be no reason at all. Even if sometimes I have to use the FaceTime on the airplane, I'm not supposed to, I can squeeze 2 minutes in before they kick me off. I can certainly email them for 2 minutes. I can certainly text them for 2 minutes. There's 2 minutes. Every day I know exactly where my girls were yesterday, what they did yesterday, and half of them what they've done today. And my last one's flying in tonight, and I'll talk to her. This is the magic sauce that most people don't get. They will lie to themselves and tell me why they're not where they want to be. I've heard every dog ate my homework excuse. You want to be committed. You want to enjoy life. It's not just a saying. Enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential, because that will allow your everyday purpose to be greater than the pain that you'll endure every day. But suffering's a choice. Pain's not a choice. You don't get to choose whether you're going to receive pain or not. You get to choose whether you suffer. That's your choice. No choice about pain. It's going to be there. It's how many minutes and moments are you going to spend reacting to the pain in the wrong direction comparatively to accelerating in the right direction.
Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit JustWorks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's JustWorks.com/podcast.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding ways to overcome them, because sometimes the scariest thing is not facing our fears in the first place and holding ourselves back. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/playbook today to get a 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/playbook.
Why do people look for what they don't want, what's missing, and what they don't have? Why do people listen to negative voices in their own subconscious mind, which is repetitive in itself, but 80% of your subconscious thoughts are negative? Because it's much easier, think about it, to say negative things to yourself. It's difficult to tell other people no. Interesting, right? Very difficult to tell other people no, but we're more than happy to give ourselves the negative stuff all day long. I can't do it. I won't do it. I shouldn't do it. This is right. Why would that be? Because it's so much easier, because we actually don't have to endure the consistency of the behavior that's necessary in order to progress, number one. Two, to allow the understanding and the knowing of the outcomes of the day to reveal themselves in a divine direction of one of protection and promotion. We would rather feel punished. Much easier. Blame, shame, and justification. I'm punished. This is my life. This is my existence. Instead of, okay, I'm going to learn something from this. I'm going to learn. Me and Nick, we said, Serafina, who's here, raise your hand. She's amazing. She's like, yeah, you and Nick are both people and people. Yes, people. Like I make tons of money on these like silly things in coaching. One is people pay me and they don't call me. That's a weird one. Oh, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, shit, this is a fucking great business, right? Pay me $1,500 a month. Call me whenever you want. Have a whole bunch of people that are afraid to call you, too busy to call you because you're going to call them on their bullshit. Another secret of why they don't call you. And then they keep paying you because they want to improve. People, right? They don't want to know the truth. And so just to say I can't, I won't, this is what someone else wants from me. That's why. It's not, if you are intentional, I'm a big Napoleon Hill fan, and you're going to see why. I'm going to do a lot more with Napoleon Hill. He talked about definite purpose. Definite purpose is intention. What he was saying is, if you're committed to doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing where you want to be or better, put it into the context of what exists today for you. Look for the lessons in everything that you do, say, think, feel, and believe, and align it with where you think you want to be or better, according to the circumstances of the day. You are going to rip up life. It's going to be amazing. Life's going to come through you. People will just say, how the hell is that your life? How? I was talking to someone, I think Chris today, I said, oh yeah, I have this deal and blah, blah, blah. He's like, money just comes. He said, money comes to you more on accident than purpose. And I said, no, it comes by coincidence. The universe is coinciding with what I want and the energy I give to what I want. I pay attention to what I want and I give it my intention, knowing that what I want or better is coming, not what I want worse is coming. Even if it appears worse at first, I know it's better. So it's much more challenging. Instead of saying I'm done, I quit, my purpose is not greater than my pain, I just accept the pain and then quit, because it's much easier to say, oh yeah, well that happened. You know, I lost everything. I'm just going to take my marbles and go home. No, when I lost everything, I said, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this? Because I got somewhere better to be. I got somewhere bigger to be. I got to figure this out. I haven't figured this all out, right? I'm either humble or I'm about to be. I was humbled. Now I'm about to figure this out. I've been given an opportunity. I've been given an option. I've been given a touch of favor. Even though everyone around me was in blame, shame, and justification, either blaming me or others, wanting me to live in shame and justify how the fuck did you lose over $100 million, I refused. I was trying to figure it out. I wanted to figure it out. Find the light, the love, and the lessons. I was looking for the wisdom, and I was building my faith that I was protected by this somehow. I couldn't figure it out when it first happened, and I can't tell you the many days and nights where I felt fucking punished. But I knew I was promoted because I had wisdom and faith. Wisdom and faith shortened that distance of resistance that most people would have had if they went bankrupt or lost everything.